As part of our series of podcasts accompanying the launch of Controlrisk Risk Map 2014 publication, today I'm speaking with Jan Zalewski, Controlrisk Lead Analyst for India. Jan, 2014 will see the biggest election in the world's biggest democracy, but with the country having under-delivered on its significant potential for a number of years, there's again concern about whether these elections will achieve progress. Where do you stand on this? Do you think they can deliver the strong and decisive government that's needed?
The short answer to that is probably not. But of course, Indian politics is complex and never short of surprises. Currently, we do assess that the BJP has a significant advantage over the Congress party to lead the next government. There's a very strong anti-incumbency sentiment against the Congress party and the United Progressive Alliance coalition that it leads. And the popularity of the BJP's prime ministerial candidate Narendra Modi also means that the party will be in a pole position. But nevertheless, the prospects for the next government to be a strong one are dim. As has been the case over the past few decades, neither of the two national parties will be able to receive the simple majority of 272 seats or more in parliament. In fact, if anything, we expect the trend of a fractioning of the Indian political landscape to intensify further. Whether or not the BJP or the Congress will lead the next administration, regional and issues-based parties as well will be in a very strong bargaining position when it comes to forming the next government.
Okay, and if that is the case, what do you think are the chances of any reform in legislation, in policy? Those reforms are required, they're essential to deliver India back onto its strong economic growth path.
Well, the problem with the whole situation is that a weak mandate will mean that decision making will have to take into account a multiplicity of interests. And new laws and policies will effectively remain the result of long-drawn negotiations with numerous stakeholders. On the one hand, of course, that is how it's supposed to work. But in the case of India, there can be so many and sometimes diametrically opposed opinions on the same subject that there can be significant delays and the final form of laws and policies can be diluted, watered down, and in some cases it can be counterproductive to foreign investors.
So it doesn't sound like you hold out much hope. What does this mean in terms of risks and opportunities for foreign investors? Can you see any scope for improvements?
It really depends on how you look at it. I mean, on the one hand, the slow pace of reform at the center surely is frustrating. But if we look at it more closely, then we can see that even the current government has managed to pass a few useful laws and policies. In the end, much of it comes really down to the implementation of the laws and policies. And in many areas, this is where we really need to shift the focus away from the central government and look more towards the state and local levels. If we look at FDI inflows over the past decade or so, it's really notable that almost 3/4 of FDI flowed into only 6 of India's 28 states. India's federal mode of governance grants states significant leeway in forming their own investment policies, and there are vast differences between states, and indeed often within states, as to what the operational environment looks like. So with policy reform slow at the center, in many cases, it's the state and local levels that determine the operational environment for investors. And this is really what investors should be looking at.
Thanks, Jan. We'll have to finish there. This is one of a series of recordings we'll be releasing over the coming weeks discussing the outlook for key investment markets. If you'd like to read more of Jan's analysis, as part of our Prime subscription product, Jan will be producing a detailed scenarios piece for India next week. You can subscribe for a free trial of the product from our website, www.controlrisks.com. Thank you for listening.